Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Have you struggled to consistently maintain a meaningful time of prayer? Today's podcast introduces a series on the protocols of prayer that will give you purpose when you pray. Join Dr. Jim now as he tells you how the next several podcasts could make the difference for you.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I am broadcasting from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Sometimes I want to say podcasting. I'm not sure which is correct. All you millennials or Gen Z out there, you probably know. But anyway, if you ever hear me say podcasting, maybe that's what I should say. But it's great to have you aboard for this podcast, and I trust that our challenge will be an encouragement. Well, I want you to know in the coming weeks, we're going to spend a little bit of time emphasizing what I consider to be a very important part of the Christian life, and that is prayer. You know, young person, I've found something about prayer. I bet you have too. And that is my flesh not only doesn't like prayer, I think I could even say my flesh hates prayer. I suppose of all the things God asks us to do, prayer may be the most difficult. I'm going to tell you why. Because I believe it's something that Satan absolutely hates. And since our flesh doesn't like to do it either, we've got a real dilemma. But I want to challenge you with something tonight that might encourage you. And that is simply this thought. You know, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said something. And here's what he said. He said, you need to pray this way. And of course, several things he mentions. But right in the middle, he says this, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I think if I were to ask you, was God's will done in heaven today, you would say, well, of course it was. Now, if I were to ask you, was God's will done on earth today, we'd all probably say, well, probably not perfectly, because anytime somebody sins, that's not God's will, which teaches us something. Evidently, prayer is a very important part of God's will being done on earth, which means, teenager, no matter how weak you are, no matter how long you've been saved, your prayer life is not unimportant. It is very important. And what God wants you to do in prayer is simply this. There are two big wills out there vying for what happens on planet Earth. Of course, Satan's will and God's will. And you know that our prayer evidently has a very important part in God's will being done. Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter number 5, this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know he heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, there's three things God says to have confidence in prayer. Number one, pray according to God's will. Number two, know you've prayed according to God's will because then you know he heard me. And then number three, know you've got the answer. So praying according to God's will means it's a done deal. When you know you've prayed according to God's will, you can claim the answer. That's why prayer is so absolutely important. You can pray for Holy Spirit conviction in the life of somebody not saved. That's God's will. Luke 11:13 tells us that God will answer that prayer. You can pray for Satan's deception to be defeated in the life of someone that is not saved. The Bible says the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine unto them. So we know that Satan blinds minds. And of course, prayer, I believe, can bring that deception down. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So certainly we can be a part of that resisting. Not time to go into all of it. But there are certain things we can pray for, and we can know that's God's will. And we can know that God has heard our prayer. Now, we're going to be talking about prayer because many times we need to be encouraged to do it because we kind of get used to defeat. But let me just tell you this, gang. I don't know if you play on a regular basis in some kind of organized sports league, but I guarantee if you do, you'd rather be in the game than on the bench. I know when I played soccer and I played baseball back in high school, we weren't that great in baseball. We were pretty good at soccer, but I always wanted to play. I'm sure you do too. Do you know what prayer does? It takes you off the bench, takes you out of the grandstands, puts you on the field. Now, obviously, you're now in a battle. Satan will come after you, but you don't need to fear Satan. He's a defeated foe. The reason Satan fights prayer, and I think of all the things, as I mentioned earlier, that God's asked us to do, the one I think Satan fights the most is our prayer life. Because he does not want you to come into union with the will of God, because if you do, he knows he's done. His will is going to be defeated, and God's will is going to be done. So young person, these next few weeks, we are, and even probably the next few months, we'll be making some prayer emphasis and probably have a prayer challenge at the end of this time. We really want to encourage you to think about spending some time in prayer. For some of you, you may not have a prayer life at all. I hope you'll start a prayer life, even if it's just 5-10 minutes a day. And I know for some of you, maybe you're already praying 5 or 10 minutes, and God would have you spend more time in prayer. But let me encourage you, young person, this is where the battle is won or lost. Some of you out there have attended the war, Cola Clash, or War of Special Forces. I just would tell you that any victories that were won in those weeks, I can tell you where they were won. They were won in prayer. Our teams meet probably 25, 30 minutes a day. And we really, first of all, often have to get in tune with God, deal with distractions, sometimes get things right with God or with others so we can be in tune and ready to go in prayer. But I can tell you, prayer is that time, that prayer time, that corporate prayer time is a time where battles are won, where we often identify the battle and claim the will of God so Satan's will is defeated and God's will is done. Years ago, I remember being in a Christian school and there was a battle going on and we were having a prayer meeting. And one of the young ladies on the team, in really distress of heart, she cried out to God a Bible verse, "Lord, it is time for thee to work, for they have made void thy law." As soon as she prayed that Bible verse, I said, "I know that's God's will, and that's exactly what needs to happen here." And I know that several of us claimed that verse, got up knowing that it was time for God to work, and he was going to work. Because it was his will. They had made void thy law. I don't have time to tell the full story, except to say on that Friday night, we saw God come down. I saw kids broken, kids praying, kids confessing sin, kids broken over the fact they'd been a terrible testimony and people they loved were headed to hell because they hadn't given them the gospel. It was a wonderful night, one I'll probably never forget in this life. And I want to encourage you, young person, you can be a part of the battle. You can pray for friends. You can pray for lost people. You can pray for next door neighbors. You can pray for coworkers at work. You can pray for yourself. You can pray for family members. You can pray for people that you know have spiritual need. So young person, let me encourage you to get on board with our prayer emphasis. Make sure you listen to the podcast next week. We'll start you're hearing some preaching from Evangelist Harold Vaughn on the protocols of prayer. Really talk about how to enter into God's presence, how to get in to the throne room so you know you're meeting with God. We want to help you with this because prayer is a battle. Sometimes we don't know where to start, so we're going to help you with it. But let me encourage you in the next few days to really think about this importance and even start to set some time aside and spend some time with God. And let's ask God to do some great things. I believe he's going to do it. And I'm so excited about what God's doing in prayer, I can hardly stand it. So I hope you'll join us in this emphasis. Well, remember, prayer, you got to be surrendered to the will of God, but you also got to be dependent on his grace. You will need God's grace. Look to him, depend on him, trust him to enable you to be the prayer warrior God wants you to be.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.